Officially the biggest market share commercial radio show on the dial. The Frank Mitchell Phone-In. Monday to Friday, 9 until noon on U105.
First touch with his family and his friends, and, you know, it's just really sad thinking about someone who's came to enjoy themselves as we all have, and unfortunately has lost his life.
Totally.
Very, very difficult to get your head around it.
It is, and it has affected the fans out there in Leon, as it has indeed affected fans here, but it affected no one like it has affected the Rodgers family in the Braid area. And Darren will be remembered at today's match.
Yes, he will. There was a suggestion made that Darren was 24 years of age and there should be a minute's applause at that point in the game, and we will work with other supporters to try and share that information to make sure that everyone's aware of it and that they all join in. The team will wear black armbands during the game, but we've also arranged to have a banner made in remembrance of Darren, and we've had that made in France with help from Football Supporters Europe. It was made in St Etienne, and we hope to have it this afternoon. And what we plan to do is to give it to supporters that we know from Ballymena who knew Darren, and ask them to hold the banner up during the tribute during the game.
It is a very nice touch. The Republic of Ireland fans showed great respect just after the tragedy, applauding during their game.
Yes, and I think all credit should be given to them, because, you know, we all talk about the rivalry between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland on a football level, and, you know, there is a rivalry there. I always like to think of it as a football and rivalry rather than anything else. But football does bring people together in many ways, and it's bridged many divides, and again, it's done that. And I think that, you know, there's a huge appreciation among many Northern Irish supporters that I've spoken to and I've seen on social media, where people thought it was a lovely gesture, and we're very appreciative and respectful of that.
Totally, absolutely, Gary. So it is getting closer. It is now crunch time as far as the football's concerned. Do you believe, honestly, Gary, that Northern Ireland can beat Ukraine?
Yes. Down through the years, we always have a tendency when we don't get the result we hope for, or maybe didn't produce a performance that we hope to see, that the team does tend to bounce back, and they need to do that. I mean, we've seen Slovakia doing that yesterday against Russia, and hopefully the team go on the front foot a little bit more today and play as we did through qualification, and I think with every chance of getting the result. I mean, it's not an easy game. You don't expect any easy games when you reach this level of the competition. But we have to give it our best, because we worked very hard to get here, and, you know, we want to stay here.
Gary, thanks very much for coming on. Gary McAllister from the Amalgamation of Northern Ireland Supporters Clubs.
Get involved with the Frank Mitchell Phone-In. Call us on 90 333 105. Text us on 07 66 105 105. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you've missed any of our interviews, go to u105.com/catch-up.